Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday, July 29th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, China is investigating Microsoft, Mozilla has a new leader, Airbnb looks to court business travelers, and BMW hopes to accelerate adoption of electric vehicles. But first, Oracle has significantly cut its yearly stock grants to Chief Executive Larry Ellison and other top executives. The move was most likely in reaction to a mostly symbolic stockholder protest vote last year, questioning their pay packages. Mr. Ellison, who received the bulk of his compensation in the form of 7 million stock options the last 8 years, was only granted options on 3 million shares this year. That's according to a regulatory filing. China is investigating Microsoft. In a statement on Monday, the software giant said it was working with officials. Microsoft said, quote, "We aim to build products that deliver the features, security, and reliability customers expect. We will actively cooperate with the government department's investigation and answer related questions." The statement didn't disclose additional information. You can head to WSJD.com for the latest. A new survey finds layoffs in the tech sector on pace to reach their highest level since the wake of the financial crisis 5 years ago. Journal's Tom Ortuso has more.
Challenger Grant Christmas said employers at tech companies said during the first half of the year that they plan to cut around 48,000 jobs, 68% higher than the same period a year ago. Tech companies announced almost 57,000 job cuts in all of 2013. Challenger's survey didn't include Microsoft's recently announced 18,000 layoffs. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.
Mozilla, maker of the Firefox web browser, has named Chris Beard as its permanent chief executive. He previously had served as Mozilla's marketing chief and was appointed interim CEO back in April after Brendan Eich stepped down following employees' complaints about his opposition to same-sex marriage. As we continue, a look at a new addition to Amazon's site.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Airbnb, the popular site for vacation rentals, now wants to book more business travelers. The startup is partnering with expense software maker Concur to let corporate customers book apartments and homes directly from Concur's TripLink service and automatically fill out expense reports. The company also rolled out a new business travel site that helps people search through room rentals that are most likely to appeal to professionals. BMW is looking to expand electric car fast charging, hoping to remove a major obstacle to broader acceptance of their all-electric vehicles like the i3. First, they unveiled a deal with NRG Energy to allow customers of the i3 to recharge their batteries for free through 2015 at NRG EVgo stations in California. They also cut a deal with Robert Bosch GmbH, a German engineering and automotive company, to offer compact fast-charging stations to BMW dealers for one-fifth the price of other charging stations. Finally today, Amazon has added a 3D printed product store to its site. Amazon says there are more than 200 products that can be printed on demand. Customers get to choose materials, sizes, styles, and color variations. That's it for this time. Remember to check the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.